Hello and welcome to another Naxos podcast and music by American composer Jonathan Leshnoff. You just heard the very opening of his Symphony No. 4. All of the music is on a new Naxos recording with the Nashville Symphony under the direction of Giancarlo Guerro. The title of the album is Violins of Hope, which will be explained over the course of this podcast. In the meantime, here's a bit more of that opening music. Jonathan Leshnoff is a Baltimore-based composer whose music has been played by more than 65 orchestras worldwide, and he's become one of the most performed among living American composers. And when you listen to this album, it's not hard to hear why. Over time, most composers develop a way of looking at or thinking about what they do. In considering his own work, Leshnoff writes, "My essential aesthetic has always been that I have to communicate and take people on a journey. Where listeners decide to go and what they do with the music they hear is, of course, going to be based on their own lives and what is inside them." Here's some more of the first movement of Jonathan Leshnoff's Symphony No. 4. Thank you. This album is titled Violins of Hope. The Violins of Hope are a collection of restored instruments that were played by Jewish musicians during the Holocaust. These instruments have survived concentration camps, pogroms, and long journeys to tell through their sounds remarkable stories of injustice, suffering, ultimately resilience, and survival. The instruments have been painstakingly restored by the Israeli luthiers Amnon and Avshi Weinstein, and on this recording, they are being played by many of the string players of the Nashville Symphony. Composer Jonathan Leshnoff is eloquent in both music and words. In the liner notes to this album, he writes, "I see the Violins of Hope as the physical embodiment of this Jewish survival." The symphony's subtitle, Hekalos, provides the key to this spiritual dimension. This Hebrew word refers literally to rooms and also to an ancient Jewish mystical text, Hekalos Rabbasai. It is one of the few texts that explicitly describes the way to attain a mystical encounter with the higher worlds. Through the means outlined in the text, the initiate meditates himself into rooms where he advances room by room to a communion with the divine. The rabbis who are qualified to teach and attempt this type of meditation have long ago ceased to walk the face of the earth. Here is how his Symphony No. 4 with the title Hekalos ends. In addition to the Symphony No. 4, this album also includes Jonathan Leshnoff's new guitar concerto. On this recording, the soloist is the outstanding American guitarist Jason Vio. Leshnoff describes the first movement of the concerto this way. He says, "I let the orchestra reflect and be subordinate, almost in the sense of listening to what the guitar is doing and mirroring this back like a reflecting pool." Here is how the opening to that movement sounds. Like the symphony, there's also a level of spiritual reflection in the guitar concerto, most evident in the second movement, which, according to Leshnoff, uses the music to reflect on the Jewish concept of hod, or humility. In Jewish thought, hod describes the awareness of one's smallness in the universe and an appreciation of others. This movement also shows Jonathan Leshnoff's gift for writing wonderful melodies.
Thank you.
You have been listening to music by Jonathan Leshnoff from an album featuring his Symphony No. 4, his Guitar Concerto, and his shorter piece, Starburst. Deeply moving music, wonderfully played by the Nashville Symphony and guitar soloist Jason Vio, all under the direction of Giancarlo Guerrero. And it's all from a new Naxos album, catalog number 8.559809. That's all for this podcast. I hope you can join me next time. I'm Raymond Bechet. To go out, here is the very end of Starburst.